It is now my very, very great pleasure to introduce Dr. David Van Wyk. He is no stranger to us, but he is a professor of medicine and surgery at the University of Arizona College of Medicine in Tucson, and he's chair of the K. Doki Anemia Workgroup. Dr. Van Wyk earned his medical degree at the University of Arizona College of Medicine. Then he undertook a research fellowship in surgical biology and completed both his residency in internal medicine and fellowship in nephrology. Dr. Van Wyk has written or contributed to books, book chapters, articles, and abstracts on basic iron metabolism and reticular endothelial function, and on clinical aspects of iron and anemia in patients with chronic kidney disease. He pursues active research in anemia and iron deficiency in patients with chronic kidney disease, and he regularly reviews manuscripts for the major nephrology journals. Dr. Van Wyk served on the K. Doki Anemia Workgroup that developed evidence-based clinical practice guidelines for the treatment of chronic renal failure. He assumed chair responsibilities in 2002. Frequently invited to speak, Dr. Van Wyk has lectured on issues in anemia and iron management, protocol development in the treatment of dialysis-associated anemia, and new approaches to iron and erythropoietin replacement therapy. Please help me welcome Dr. Van Wyk as he produces toward better control in CKD, improving anemia management.
My pleasure.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be back here. Last time I was at this meeting was in my hometown, Phoenix, Arizona. I was in Savannah for the spring meetings. Those are fun. We're here today to talk about anemia, my favorite topic. And we're talking about anemia today with a twist. We're going to talk about, Joel is going to talk about issues of anemia management that are beyond the detail. I'm going to talk about some new information about iron and its structure and chemistry and some of the implications of that for clinical practice. And Michelle Turgeon is here from the management perspective to talk on a unique topic, which is managing anemia management. I think that's probably never been done before.